climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Jolynn Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back to the Jolynn Thomas Show on this Wisdom Wednesday, right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1 FM. And of course, you can listen from literally any place you choose. Just download the KID News Radio app. That's it. You'll be able to take us on the go. Wisdom Wednesday is brought to you by I Care of Rigby, so a great big thank you to them. I want to encourage you to head out to our Facebook page and check out the Wisdom Wednesday quote. This post, I believe, is going to give you a little midweek inspiration. Now look, there's a lot of division in the country right now. And clearly, a lot of different opinions floating around as to get our amazing country back on track. There's no denying that we have seen a lot of impulsiveness, a lot of anger, a lot of violence, and a lot of deep, deep division. Well, one thing that I think we can all agree on is that we need wisdom coming from our leaders. And no doubt that President Biden and his advisors and campaign officials are hoping to capitalize on this really big opportunity tomorrow night. Of course, I'm talking about the State of the Union. And this is going to be an evening where a lot of eyes are watching. And President Biden is hoping to radiate wisdom and instill confidence. But here's the deal. Even before President Biden has even uttered the first word of his State of the Union, there's a lot of skepticism swirling around, a lot of people wondering if the president will be able to keep it together through that entire State of the Union. The stakes, as you know, are very, very high. And so his campaign officials and advisors, I'm sure, are going to be hoping that this delivery is picture perfect. Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin is on the line. Jared, as I think about tomorrow night, I would have to say that strategy is probably the name of the game.
So, you know, the president's strategy, I think, is kind of twofold. One, look for the president to talk a lot about what he has been able to do as it relates to cutting everyday costs, whether it is prescription drug prices, the Medicare negotiation plan, the insulin caps, some of those junk fees that they've been able to work with corporations on to scrap and get rid of, the manufacturing jobs through infrastructure, through the chips and science bill, you know, computer chip manufacturing in this country. So look for the president to do that. I think to kind of help, you know, one of the frustrations that the White House has had is that they don't think that they're getting enough credit for some of the economic recovery that is underway. People feeling better about the economy, consumer sentiment going up, the job growth that's happening, the unemployment rate falling, the inflation that's falling, and that they aren't getting the type of credit they'd like for that. So I think that'll be a big part of what the president says. But I think there's an even bigger issue at play, and that is, listen, this is a massive audience that President Biden's going to have tomorrow on television, on radio, on digital streams, wherever people are tuning in to hear this speech. This is an hour, maybe an hour 15 long speech. He is on his feet. He is going to have to really show, I think, that he is up for the job. We have seen polling after polling that has showed that a majority of Americans are concerned about the president's fitness for a second term. You know, this is an opportunity, I think, to maybe you know, throw some doubt on those naysayers, right? And say, listen, he came up to the Capitol, he gave this speech, he was fine, he, you know, bounded down the aisle or whatever he does, right? And you know, there will be a bunch of eyeballs on him. For, you know, potentially the biggest number of viewers that he may have at any given time between now and November.
Right. What about that crisis at the border? Certainly not his favorite subject, I'm sure, but a lot of people are looking to see how he is going to handle what's happening. Yeah. And specifically, I've heard people raise the question of, will he mention nursing student Lakin Riley?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to specifically mention Lincoln Riley or not. I do think you are going to hear the president talk a lot about the border, though. He was just at the border this past week. I think he's going to talk about it in the context of this requires a big bipartisan solution. Republicans and Democrats are going to have to work together. They had done so in good faith, and ultimately it was former President Trump and Republican leadership who torpedoed those good faith efforts. So look for that to kind of be the way that the president talks about this as well, that he was willing to accept things that, you know, some Democrats did not like in the name of trying to restore order at the border, reduce the number of crossings, deport people faster who do not have a lawful reason to be here, and that they had this plan in place, and the Senate Republicans and Democrats had signed off on it, and then former President Trump said that he did not like it, and you saw that collapse really quickly. I think that's the way you probably see President Biden tomorrow night talk about the border.
And the other issue that I'm hearing a lot of chatter about is, if we look at the fact that he declined that, what would have been probably kind of a soft interview prior to the Super Bowl, a tradition that presidents have done. So I've got to believe that perhaps his campaign is a little nervous about the State of the Union. Do you think we're going to see a shorter speech because perhaps that would lessen the chances of any cognitive decline showing up?
I've not seen any guidance on the length of the speech. President Biden, the last two that he's delivered, he's kind of been right in that wheelhouse of what those speeches traditionally are. Usually they are about an hour or so. I think the record length is President Clinton gave one that went on like an hour and 40 minutes once or something. I've not seen any guidance about what the length would be, but, you know, historically those are speeches that traditionally, you know, go, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour, sometimes a little bit more. There's a lot of applause, and it takes sometimes 5-10 minutes for presidents to get to the dais and leave the dais because of all of the hands one has to shake with, you know, your 500 closest friends in Congress.
Right. Well, it'll certainly be an evening that is captivating a lot of attention, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be quite an event. And like I said, a major opportunity, a lot big audience for this president. Potentially one of the largest audiences he may have between now and the election in November.
Right. Well, Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin, thank you so much for giving us kind of the overview of these hot topics of the day.
Sure thing.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. A quick reminder that I have some Brian Kilmeade books to give away. I've got a stack of Teddy and Booker T. All you have to do is text me Kilmeade to 208-522-5900. That gets you entered. After the break, I'll be talking with Brock Gunter about Chrome in the Dome. You know I love talking cars. We'll be back right after this.